Welcome to Conversations with Creative Waco, the show that takes you behind the scenes of Central Texas's creative landscape. I'm your host, Fiona Bond. It's the final week of January, and we're ending the month with something truly special for our community, a brand new chapter in Waco's story of learning, innovation, and imagination. This week, we're exploring how the arts are catalyzing opportunities for the next generation across our city, from the classroom to the community, from murals to math labs. We'll hear how the newly launched Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center is putting creativity at the heart of science, technology, engineering, and math. And we'll also explore how Art Center Waco is creating opportunities for discovery, expression, and joy for learners of all ages. My guests today are Lindsay Helton, Executive Director of the STEAM Center, Josh Wucher, Director of Communications and Development for Transformation Waco, and Desiree Hardiman, Education Program Manager at Art Center Waco, where she leads inclusive programs that connect exhibitions to hands-on learning. Together, they're helping build a future where creativity isn't just an add-on, it's a core part of how young people learn to think, grow, and solve problems in a rapidly changing world. And actually, I said young people, but we're looking at education that is for people of all ages. Let's dive in. My first guests are Lindsay Helton and Josh Wucher. Lindsay is the inaugural executive director of the Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center. She spent 17 years with Waco ISD as a math and science teacher and later as a campus principal. Throughout her career, she's been a champion of STEAM learning, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, infusing coding, design thinking, and creativity into every corner of the classroom. Josh Wucher serves as Chief Communications and Development Officer for Transformation Waco. He previously led communications at Waco ISD and has a background in both broadcast journalism and public education storytelling. He's helping ensure the STEAM Center becomes a beacon for learners and families throughout Waco. Lindsay and Josh, welcome to Conversations with Creative Waco.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for letting us come and visit today.
Well, Lindsay, let's start with you. What sparked your interest in the intersection of science and technology with art, music, and creative expression?
That's a great question. As you said, I started my career here in Waco ISD, or here in Waco, specifically at Waco ISD as a science teacher at Crestview Elementary, and didn't realize at first that I wanted to be a science teacher. But once I got in there, I saw the excitement that students really had for learning science. And with a great mentor teacher, I was able to start adding in some math in there. Kind of a little sneaky at first. The kids didn't realize they were learning math while they were learning science. And then over the years, I just realized that so many kids were missing opportunities that I had as a kid, you know, things to do, crafts, things building with Legos, even just going outside and exploring outdoors. And so I really started looking for ways that we could bring that into the classroom. So whether that was coding with robots, learning science through Legos, adding some math in there, we were just looking for creative ways to get students to expand their horizons and make it feel like this wasn't a classroom, this was an adventure in learning. Through a lot of research and connecting with educators all over Texas, I just continue to learn different ways of incorporating STEAM into the classroom, first as a teacher and then later as a principal. And when Dr. McDermott came to me earlier this year with the opportunity to help launch the STEAM Center, that was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
Well, it sounds like you were perfectly aligned to pick up this new role. And it also sounds, just from the little that I know of you already, that this is absolutely what you do with your own family, too. And this is kind of who you are, exploring and adventuring and immersive learning is your passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got two kiddos at home and we love tinkering. I'm actually kind of looking forward to a lazy weekend because the kids have a bunch of crafts and tinkering projects that they've been wanting to work on. And so my son has a 3D printer. And so we find projects, we try them out, he tinkers with them, and we see how do we make things better. And so I want to bring those experiences to all of Waco.
I love that. Well, and Josh, tell us a little bit about your own journey. your role in shaping the messaging and community voice of the center and how you got to be involved with this.
Yeah, sure. Well, as you mentioned, I got my start in broadcasting, so being very comfortable around a microphone.
That's great. And we're delighted to see that.
Sure. I've always been interested in storytelling in different ways, and so my career has really focused on helping organizations tell their story and getting the voices that are most impacted and most involved in the work being the ones telling that story. So having Lindsay here to really talk about the STEAM Center programming is a great opportunity. So I've been with Transformation Waco for almost 5 years and love the organization. The name Transformation Waco is really what we as an organization have done, started running schools, community school model, involving dozens and dozens of partners coming into the schools to help support programming, one of which is after-school programming, which we're still running. And we have a couple of sites at two Waco Housing Authority community centers. And through that work, convening partners to create unique educational experiences is what led to our relationship with the City of Waco, led by Deputy City Manager Deidre Emerson, who we started talking with a little over a year and a half ago about organizing programming for the STEAM Center. And along the way, just building out a calendar and bringing Lindsay on and the team, we're super excited to be involved. And just me personally, I'm a kid at heart. If anyone's seen my office, I have Lego all over the place. So getting to experience that in the workday is a nice perk as well at the STEAM Center.
Absolutely. Well, and it's I don't know who does not enjoy playing with Legos.
Oh, sure.
I feel like that's, you know, there's a bit of a kid in everybody. And the fact that you're creating both this opportunity and the messaging around it to invite people in. We, as a partner of Transformation Waco, Creative Waco, we love working with you guys because you always make it a fun experience and also very targeted at, you know, what we're trying to achieve together. So we
appreciate
that.
And that's really what's important about the STEAM Center is that it is educational edutainment for all ages. And we really want the center to be welcoming, whether that's little pre-K kids, little 2-3-year-olds, all the way up to elementary, middle school, high school, college, adults, older adults, our lifelong learners. It's a space where there are really cool educational opportunities across the age spectrum.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. What is the vision for the Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center, and what are they going to experience there?
We're so excited to bring the STEAM Center to Waco. The program is really designed for all ages. And when we say all ages, we do mean all ages. So for pre-K all the way to older adults, we want to make STEAM education accessible to all of Waco. So if there is something that you want to learn, if there is a skill that you want to level up, if there is a project that you want to bring to life, we want to help you make that happen at the STEAM Center.
And you have some pretty cool kit to allow people to do that. Tell us some of the things that are in there.
We have so many neat spaces. This morning we were playing with our laser cutter and working on some different activities that we want to bring to life with some programming later on. But we've got a tech maker space with a laser cutter, 3D printers, sublimation printer, heat presses. We have a professional recording studio where people can come and do podcasting, audio and video production. We have two computer labs. One is a special for esports and gaming. And so I have some really great computers. We had Baylor Esports out at the STEAM Center for our ribbon cutting, testing them out. They were really impressed and excited to come back.
Wow.
We have a kitchen area where we'll be doing cooking classes for all ages. So I think that the youngest one is 3 years old, all the way to older adults can come and take cooking lessons. We have an immersive studio, so students will be able to step into virtual worlds and interact with the walls in neat and creative ways. What else am I missing, Josh?
Robotics lab?
Robotics lab. Yeah, I can't forget the robotics lab. So we have a lot of really great different robotics programs that we'll be launching at the STEAM Center. And, you know, we'll have opportunities during the day for workshops where people can come and learn how to use the tools, as well as open exploration. So they just can come in, have fun, explore on their own, as well as those courses and workshops where we'll provide the guided instruction.
That is amazing. I mean, already I'm thinking of half a dozen things that I really want to learn in that center. So if people are excited to hear that and they want to learn, no matter what age they are or what part of our community they live in? How do they find out about the programming that's going on, or, you know, how do they get involved?
Sure. Well, there are a number of sites where there's going to be information. Chief among them is the STEAM Center website, wacosteamcenter.org. And it's going to have the calendar that is divided by different age ranges, by topics. So you can look if you're an older adult and you just want to see programming that's aimed at all ages or for 55 plus, you can find it there. Of course, the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure at some point we'll have a TikTok and a YouTube.
Invariably,
yes. And we'll have a digital newsletter. But for right now, and then also the city water bill usually has the calendar. And in the coming weeks, we'll be putting out more information. But the full calendar is on the website, and it'll show you everything that is available that's both free and that requires a paid fee. And we're also really excited to be launching memberships. And so that's another way for folks to get involved. We have individual rates at $60 and then a family of up to four for $120. We also have a STEAM for All program, which is for any families that are currently on SNAP or WIC or Medicaid. They can have a year access for a $35 membership. And what's great about our memberships, too, is it gets folks perks. You get swag and you get early access to sign up for camps and you get discounts on certain programs. But the funding from our memberships and our new giving society is what is going to help us create the scholarship opportunities for all the programs that are paid. So we want to ensure that cost is never a barrier to Wacoans. So every paid program will have slots for scholarships.
That's fantastic. And presumably people can get involved either as a learner themselves, and that's open to anybody, but also as a supporter.
Absolutely. On the website, there is a contribute page, and folks have the opportunity to make a one-time or recurring donation, or they can join our Captain Adam Giving Society. Captain Adam is our mascot, and the Giving Society has five different levels at different cost amounts and come with different perks, tickets to events, opportunities to have space, rental space, and that is really will help expand access to Wacoans. And so we definitely encourage folks to become a member of the Captain Adam Giving Society.
I love that. And just to clarify, when I first heard Captain Atom, I heard it as Adam. Not Atom. Clearly, A-T-O-M. I have a slightly, right. People can look that up. And I believe that there is actually, because, you know, adults can be a little more reticent about jumping into new experiences like this. Anyone can show up and just have a look at what's going on, right? You know, people can walk into the center. It's open to the public. But also, I think you're having a week that is specially focused on inviting older learners.
Yes, absolutely. We have an adult explore week that's going to be the last week in February. And so we will have free programming for adults from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday that week. It's going to be a lot of really fun activities, cooking classes, art classes, crafting, technology, robotics. So we will have a multitude of different things designed for adults to do during the day at the STEAM Center.
And our really big event happening in just a few weeks, February 7th, is a Saturday from 10 to 4. It's a family launch. We're open for the community, and we'll have activities in all the spaces throughout the entire day, and that's a free event that folks can come.
And say the date of that again?
Saturday, February 7th.
Fantastic. I look forward to showing up there. Thank you both, and congratulations for what's truly a game-changing milestone for Waco. The Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center is now open from the 7th of February at 300 MLK Junior Boulevard, and you can learn more by visiting transformationwaco.org/STEAM. If you're just joining us, this is Conversations with Creative Waco, and I'm your host, Fiona Bond. We're celebrating bold beginnings across Waco, from the brand new Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center to the rich new season of exhibitions at Art Center Waco. Now it's time for David in Art with David Smith.
This is 103.3 Waco Public Radio. The early 1960s brought a different tone to Washington. On today's David and Art, host David Smith looks at how President Kennedy connected with the arts in a very public way and why that mattered.
When John F. Kennedy was inaugurated in January 1961, He requested American poet Robert Frost read one of his poems, The Gift, outright at the ceremony. Frost was so touched by the personal invitation that he composed a new 42-line preface to the one Kennedy wanted him to recite. Over the course of the next 2 years, as Kennedy worked to support the National Culture Center project, his connections with the art world grew. Being associated with artists like Leonard Bernstein and Pablo Casals contributed to him being seen as a real friend to the arts. In February 1962, he created the position of White House Special Consultant on the Arts, appointing August Heckscher to the job. Heckscher had served on President Eisenhower's Commission on National Goals and wrote the section on American culture for its report. He worried that the country's cultural attainments had not kept up with its material progress. Shortly after that American pageant for the arts that we talked about last week, Kennedy and one of his speechwriters, historian Arthur M. Schlesinger Jr., penned a piece for Look magazine that was published under the president's name. It touched on the role of the arts in a free society, and Kennedy pushed back against the notion that American artists ought to follow some official government line. Art means more than the resuscitation of the past, he said. It means the free and unconfined search for new ways of expressing the experience of the present and the vision of the future. Unlike totalitarian governments, the United States had, or at least ought to have, a unique relationship with the arts. A democratic society has a special responsibility to the arts, he explained, for art is the great democrat, calling forth creative genius from every sector of society, disregarding race or religion or wealth or color. In October 1963, Kennedy traveled to Amherst College in Massachusetts and spoke at the groundbreaking of the school's new Robert Frost Library. The arts were on his mind that day, in particular how the country had treated its artists under the McCarthyism of the previous decade. If sometimes our great artists have been the most critical of our society, he said, it is because their sensitivity and their concern for justice, which must motivate any true artist, makes him aware that our nation falls short of its highest potential. Just a few weeks later, Kennedy was dead, killed by an assassin in Dallas.
David and Art is a production of KWBU. You can catch up on episodes anytime at kwbu.org.
Welcome back to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. My next guest is someone who's helping to make art accessible, engaging, and joyful for learners of all ages across our city at Art Center Waco. Desiree Hardiman is the Education Program Manager at the Art Center, where she designs and leads inclusive education programs that connect exhibitions to classroom learning and beyond. With more than 20 years of experience in K-12 education and community engagement, she really understands firsthand the power of the arts to transform lives and inspire learning. Desiree, welcome to Conversations with Creative Waco.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Desiree, you have such a rich background in education and leadership. What led you to this role in Art Center Waco? And what's your origin story? How did you get turned on to the arts in general, and to art specifically, visual art?
You know, it's actually a funny story that I retired from education from Waco ISD in June of last year. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do yet. I was going to teach at MCC, but I had to wait. And this position became available at Art Center to facilitate a Rappaport grant for teacher cohort. And that's right up my alley. So I was like, okay, well, I could do this until, you know, I can start teaching at MCC. And then I fell in love with it. I don't have an art background. My background is education and business. And oh my goodness, it was like it checked all of my boxes. Being able to really make a difference in people's lives, I learned the transformative aspect of art. I didn't even know that that's what I was looking for. And so now I am completely immersed in the art community. I love it, and I have been able to really see how art changes the scope of how you view the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you look through it through a different lens. And what's great about my teacher cohort is we've impacted over 10,000 children so far.
That's
and
amazing.
And the teachers are then going to their schools, and they've become leaders at their campuses, and they bring a sense of joy to the whole campus. Mm-hmm. And principals have said that they change the culture of the campus. So, you know, it's just another way to impact children, to impact the community. And I never knew that that's what I wanted to do, and now I love it.
Well, I love that as you're describing this, I can hear that you are kind of unleashing your own capacity for creativity.
Yes.
And wonder and curiosity, kind of as you are helping to shepherd this program for educators and then in turn for learners as well. That's really fascinating. And the fact that you have such a core background in the education system means you know how to kind of engineer this program so that it meets the needs of educators. And it sounds like it's truly inspiring them. I love that.
Thank you. Also, every exhibit that we have a component for children, for adults, so that they can learn more about the art. So we ask them questions about the medium and how does it make you feel. And so every exhibit is also, it becomes a learning environment for the students.
I love that. Well, tell us a little bit about the exhibits that people can currently see at Art Center.
First of all, we have the Flora Cameron collection, and that is the 82-piece private collection of Flora Cameron. She gifted it to us. And what's so awesome about that is that those are museum quality
pieces. It's a remarkable collection.
Yes.
Famous artists from all over the world.
All over the world. And I have to tell you that to be able to go to work every day and go and look at the Chagall or Lafoe, it's like, okay, you know, so that's transformative that itself. And currently it's a season of bloom. So we have 20 pieces of different types of floral inspired pieces. And then in the Beard Gallery, we have, which is our main gallery, we have a new amplified. And that is bigger, bigger, bigger. All the pieces are at least 48 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's enormous. Yeah.
Exactly. And that was a jurored exhibit. So that's cool because people from all over Texas, you know, contributed to that. And so that's really cool to see how different people see things. And now what we're doing also, we have the Hulse Gallery, and normally that's for events, but we've turned that also into an exhibit, and it is If These Walls Could Talk. So it's a rock poster exhibit.
Oh,
which
fun.
Is so cool.
Yes.
And the opening for that is on February 9th, and so that's great, and we really are going to have great fun with that.
So I love that that's open and available for people to come and see.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that your work is not just about visiting an art gallery. It's about sparking curiosity, reflection, and confidence in people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a recent moment that really captured that for you, or, you know, some of the responses that you hear from people who are recipients of the education program at
Yes.
Art Center?
You know, it's really exciting because we have classes for kids and adults and educators. And so that's really great. The teacher cohort, of course, is in my heart, and we just completed that on Saturday, and Vincent Thomas is one of our best presenters, and so we had a, so this time it is a grid mural, which is so awesome, and there were teachers that were just, the funny thing is they don't even like to leave. They don't want to leave, but what's so wonderful is how we saw how everyone's different expressions of art were displayed, and people were just saying, you know, this is the most important day of the month.
Oh, I love that.
Several teachers.
So a grid mural is where each of them does a little component and
yes.
you bring it together to make a whole artwork.
Yes. And that's the second mural session that Vincent has done for us. So
wonderful.
You've got to come by and see those murals. They're great. And then the children, you know, it's so exciting when they look at art and they see themselves in it. A really cute thing that happened a couple of months ago or last month, the Girl Scouts came and had a field trip, and it was our women in art. One of the little girls said, "Oh, I didn't think I could be an artist, but now I can." Because
oh,
she
that.
Looked at that, yes. And it's just so exciting because they get so excited. And adults get, you know, it's just, it's so wonderful to share with them. And of course, I have to learn everything about each exhibit. So then I'm learning so that I can give them key elements.
I love that you're learning right alongside
the
folks that you're interacting with. And I can hear that excitement and the impact in your voice. I think right now you are gearing up for spring break.
Yes.
And so if people are inspired to maybe come and do a class, to learn about the art, or to actually get their hands dirty with paint, how do they do that?
Well, what's exciting is we have a spring break camp. And so during that week of spring break, we are going to have a camp in the morning, 9 to 12. We have a kinder class and then two elementary classes. There'll be three. And then after that, about 1 o'clock, then we're open. So people can come in and have fun. But our spring
break camp. See the work that the kids have done, too.
Yes, exactly. So our spring break camp is really, really wonderful. And we've added that kinder class. And then we also have a summer camp, which is really, really exciting because we have extended that. Previously, it was 4 weeks and a teen week. Now we're going to have 5 weeks, a teen week, and we've added a class every day. So there will be three classes a day during that time. So we really want people to go to our website. The spring break class is open right now. Break camp is open right now. They can register, and summer camp will be available in the next couple of days.
So if you know of a young person who just loves art, creativity, then signing up for one of those camps is going to be a wonderful way for them to explore their practice alongside other kids and other young people who are really interested in doing that too. They'll find their people and they'll find their educational experience.
That's so true. And we also offer scholarships for summer camp, and we work with the Waco Housing Authority for a special class. And also during the summer, Waco ISD provides lunch. So, you know, I mean, we're a well-rounded program.
Sounds great. I think I want to come.
Yes. And, you know, the most important thing is that art is for everyone. And we want to make sure that every single person can have that creative spark of art in their life, because it really changes you.
Well, thank you, Desiree. Thank you for what you do. And thank you to the whole of the Arts Center Waco team for making the arts a place where every learner can grow. For gallery hours, program information, and camp applications, head to artscenterwaco.org. That's a wrap for this week's episode of Conversations with Creative Waco. My thanks to Lindsay Helton, Josh Wucher, and Desiree Hardiman for helping us imagine what creative and immersive learning can look like for learners of all ages. Don't forget, the Bledsoe Miller STEAM Center is now open to the public, and Art Center Waco is hosting three vibrant exhibitions through March, with an opening reception for If These Walls Could Talk on February 6th. You can become a member of the STEAM Center and Art Center Waco on their websites, and you can also become a Creative Spark on Creative Waco's webpage to experience the breadth of cultural experiences in our community. To discover events in our community, you can subscribe to Waco Insider or the Waco Buzz and explore Culturalist Waco to discover and support local creatives. I'm Fiona Bond, and this has been Conversations with Creative Waco on 103.3 Waco Public Radio.